Yes, it's a nice cheese at room temperature, by the way. That's the way you need to eat cheese, Craig.
Just really? Not a little chilled?
As for my many years working behind the counter at Hickory Farms, tell you that cheese at room temperature brings out the flavor and everything like that, too.
How about that?
So you don't want to
leave
That's
good information.
Don't leave it out too long as well, because other things can happen. Because, you know, cheese is a living thing.
How can that be?
And what do you mean?
What do you mean it's a living thing?
It's cultures and bacteria, and that's what it, you know, how the cheese curdles and makes all the different types of cheese that come from all over the place. But did you know that Wellington at one time was one of the cheese capital of the world?
Oh, yeah. How about that?
You learned about the cow that had so much milk they just made it into cheese. And
is that a rumor?
And then
is that an urban legend? A rural legend, perhaps?
We know the truth about that. We've talked about that many times. And then, of course, refrigeration changed everything, so you didn't have to do that. But to talk about the Wellington Cheese Heritage Festival to celebrate this history, we have with us Jenny Arntz from Main Street Wellington. Good morning, Jenny. Thanks for coming on this morning. The Cheese Heritage Festival getting underway today. What are some of the things you've got planned for folks coming to Wellington this weekend?
Yes, we have so many events. Tonight we have the magic show with the Great Brad at 6 p.m. in the firehouse. And then Starship Truckers, which is a local folk band. They're from 7 to 9. We have coloring contests and different raffles and lots of really good food and, of course, cheese. And we are still looking for volunteers. So if you would like to relive your Hickory Farm days, we'd love for you to come down.
You know, if you need an expert on cheese, obviously it's Bruce.
Now, I don't. I have, you know, an engraved cheese slicer somewhere at home,
so I can
whip that out for that.
How about that? Hey, Jenny, take us back in the day, back in the 1800s. I read that the village once had 40 cheese factories, and that seems to be an amazing number, regardless of the community, and yet we're talking about a community here in Lorain County.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it was not just cheese factories, but also facilities that would store the cheese. A lot of our historic business district was really built with that industry, including our Spirit of 76 Museum that once stored the cheese. So it is quite amazing to know that there was that much of a condensed cheese business in our little town. I agree.
And am I correct in assuming that that productivity led to the construction of those large homes there?
Definitely. When you drive down South Main Street and look at these beautiful homes, it's definitely from the cheese industry. Charles Hoare's home, as well as Mr. Warner's home, are still in beautiful shape. So, yes, that's really kind of, I would say, Cheese Billionaire's Row down there.
We're talking this morning with Jenny Arntz from Main Street Wellington. The big Wellington Cheese Heritage Festival is going on. It's a 3-day event, so you've got a lot of different things planned. I understand there's also a 5K and a 10K for people who like that to participate in?
Yes, definitely. The Gary Jordan 5K, 10K, 1-mile walk starts tomorrow morning, Saturday at 7:30. And perfect to get out there, get your exercise, and then you can come back and eat all that delicious food like fried cheese on a stick and cotton candy and barbecue. So lots going on. We've also got the Cheesecake Bake Off tomorrow and the auction where you can purchase the cheesecakes and the wine tent. We brought that back. A lot of people were disappointed that we didn't have it last year, so Wellington Implement stepped up, and they are sponsoring that from 2 to 9. We have all sorts of things, and including the Ohio History Project will be there from 3:30 to 6:30, and they're doing a 3-year project going around to small towns and taking almost like a verbal history of what it's like living in an Ohio small town. So we're excited to have them.
Oh, you mentioned about things returning. I understand the parade has returned.
Yes, the parade will occur Saturday at 3 p.m., and we've got a variety. We have animals and horses, tractors, businesses, different groups. The 4-H band will be playing. So going to be a fun time.
What have you? This I'm looking on Sunday. It says cheesy pet costume contest.
Yes, yes. The Wellington Veterinary Clinic. We started this last year, and we encouraged pet owners to make up a costume that kind of highlights this cheese heritage that we have. And we have a few photos on our webpage, MainStreetWellington.org, that you can see people last year. There was a Great Dane dressed up. There was someone that dressed their dog like a little cheese sandwich. It was really cute, and people would win prizes. And again, the Wellington Veterinary Clinic did a great job coordinating that.
Greg, I'm going for a Gouda dog, if I could come up with a costume, a little red.
Gouda?
Red.
Really?
Yeah. How's that how's that for a cheese word for you this morning? It's a fun event, but it brings people down to Wellington. Businesses like that, too. It's part of Main Street Wellington. I guess this is one of those things that also is a way to highlight the community that you try to be involved with.
Definitely. We have such a beautiful, friendly village in southern Lorain County that we know a lot of people just kind of drive through on 58 and 18. So hopefully this festival and all the wonderful things we're doing will keep people coming back to visit us.
Now, we talked in the before we started getting on, Craig and I, we've known the history about the cow that gave so much milk, and you honor her, Molly Bawn Cow, with a cow patty bingo. So she, it's reduced to honoring her with a cow patty bingo, I guess.
Yes.
Anyway, you can take it.
Exactly. So, and that's pretty exciting. That occurs, the actual game is 4 o'clock on Sunday, and that's sponsored by Bear's Will Insurance Agency. What it is, basically, we painted a grid. I have the paint still on my hands to prove it. And you purchase squares for $5. And if that little calf happens to let her patty go on your square, you will win up to $150. So we're pretty excited about that,
right,
too.
Much like the Lorain County Fair, where they put the demolition derby on the end of the fair to clean up, you've got this on the very last day near the end of your festival, so
yes,
you don't have to worry about it too much. But there's a lot of events going on for the whole family. You know, for the kids, you mentioned the coloring, and there's obviously the other activities, the balloons. So it's going to be a lot of fun for people to come out. Again, it comes up tonight, actually, starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And it runs tomorrow and on Sunday. If people want to find out more about some of the lineup or details about this, or if they haven't been there, how to get there, where's a good place for them to get details?
Well, it's basically the intersection of Route 58 and 18. Once you drive into Wellington, you're going to see all of the activities going on. And there's parking available around town behind the town hall and the Methodist Church. And really, wherever you can find a spot to park legally, we recommend parking there.
Yeah.
But it is a free event. You do not have to pay an entrance fee to go. And again, if you go to our website, MainStreetWellington.org, you can see the schedule. You can see a lot of information, the vendors that we have. And also our Facebook page has a lot of good information as well.
Sounds great. And I recommend, Craig would say, get there at noon on Saturday so you can be a part of this Cheesecake Bake Off and take part in the auction that take place afterwards as well.
I've been reading not the recipes, but the titles of the cheesecakes coming in, and it definitely makes your mouth water.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You got a lot of folks involved. And again, you mentioned you can still use some help, but you can find out more at MainStreetWellington.org or just head on out to the festival today. Jenny, thanks for your time. Appreciate it this morning.
Thank you so much. You have a great weekend, and hope to see you down at the festival.
Great. Thanks, you too. Jenny Arntz with the Main Street Wellington, the executive director, joining us this morning, talking all about the Wellington Cheese Heritage Festival.